KZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The focus in Florida shifting to recovery after Hurricane Milton. It killed at least 15 people, and there are more than 2.5 million power outages. And right now, FEMA's Willie Nunn says,
with the 50,000 folks that are working around the clock, we too at FEMA have experts around with power teams that can give technical assistance if required. And so we're standing by to assist as the state moves forward.
He says rumors about FEMA and the government response that are false erode trust from people who need it. A group of Democrats in Congress urging House Speaker Mike Johnson to recall Congress and get the House back in session in order to approve more disaster funding. He has promised there will be relief, but has not put Congress back into session. Today on the campaign trail, Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Arizona while former President Donald Trump campaigns in Colorado. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Some Wisconsin school districts are the subject of a federal rights complaint. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Four Wisconsin school districts are accused of violating Title IX by allegedly fostering hostile environments for transgender and non-binary students. The complaints are targeting districts that have allegedly eliminated or excluded gender identity from their anti-discrimination policies. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Doctors in Wisconsin say now is the time to get your annual COVID and flu shots. Dr. Jim Conway of UW Health says previous shots or illnesses won't keep you immune this season. That's because viruses mutate into different variants. Conway says this year's shots are your best defense against this year's strains. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Packers and the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Arizona Cardinals Sunday at noon. Green Bay rookie defensive back Javon Bullard on facing the Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray.
He's an athlete, man. A guy that can, you know, he's dangerous with his legs. A guy that can take it to the, you got to be in high account when he has the ball in his hands because he can throw it over your head and he can run past you. So just we got to be dialed into that, man. Keep him in our visuals for sure.
The Badgers play at Rutgers tomorrow, kickoff at 11 a.m. NBA, the Bucks and the Lakers last night in preseason basketball. The Lakers won 107-102. Both LeBron and Giannis played. Bobby Portis led the Bucks with 23 points.
One thing I've done my whole career is just continue to get better each and every year, no matter what nobody says. So my biggest thing this summer was get in the gym and just work. I worked every day of my life this summer like a madman, bro, and just want my work to show on the court.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Todd Alba Show.
Will White Schoolhouse behind is the birthplace of the Republican Party. Executive Director of the Ripon Area Chamber of Commerce, Mandy Kimes.
Whether you love politics or you aren't even interested, there is something here because those ideals and values and lessons and courage can influence us today to be active citizens and to be willing to take a stand. And really, ordinary people in an ordinary place doing extraordinary things.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
We will have our regular Friday team of former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel, media critic Mark Jacob, Courier Newsroom's Kia Vakil, and sports with Dan Schumacher.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Fall is going to kick in a big way here this weekend. Today, sunny, a little breezy, especially this morning. Our high 67 this afternoon. Tonight, 35. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, some sprinkles. 59 by Sunday, showers with a high of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They have endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, former U.S. Attorney James Santel joins me in studio, plus Brian Karam, former White House correspondent, and Donald Trump insults Detroit in Detroit. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Well, hello, Friday. Welcome in. Fabulous Farm Bay PM Yankee here with a fairly warm forecast for today, but things are going to change very quickly. This is the Midwest Farm Report. Cloudy skies on the way for today. 82 are expected high. Winds out of the southwest, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 49. Then tomorrow morning, things start changing. We've got a 40% chance of showers, probably after 4 o'clock on Saturday. Daytime highs right around 65 degrees. Saturday night, another 30% chance of showers. Temperatures down to around 45. On Sunday, sunshine, but 60 degrees, and it's going to be breezy. Sunday night, dropping to around 37. Columbus Day Monday, a little chance of rain in the forecast. Daytime highs no better than 54. So we are definitely turning the temperature corner for the weekend. Stu Mucker, ag meteorologist, on the way with weather details.
Celebrate curiosity at the 2024 Wisconsin Science Festival, October 14th through the 20th. This year, the festival features agriculture through the lens of science and art, aiming to showcase its profound impact on our world. There's over 200 events scheduled in over 45 counties throughout Wisconsin, with venues such as libraries, museums, nature centers, parks, pubs, and more. All ages are welcome to participate. You can search for events by day all week long, October 14th through the 20th at wisconsinsciencefest.org.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand 4-seed Enlist corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And 4-seed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
One of the biggest questions every harvest season is if dealers are prepared to help keep farmers going during this season by fixing equipment as fast as possible. From the southern end of the world's longest barn, I'm Ben Jarbo, and here with me is Danielle Waterworth, the vice president of the North American Ag Dealers and customer support for CNH. Her role there is to cover the dealer and customer support for North America Case IH and New Holland Ag Dealers, as well as build global tools that enable service support. She is here to give insight on if the agriculture parts industry is prepared for this harvest season.
I can speak to at least Case New Holland dealers of what they're going to experience. I think overall, though, the industry is trending similar. We are probably at a part availability performance that is at a high level. Probably we're talking about pre-COVID time. We haven't been at this improving of a position for quite some time, right? There was a few years of the whole COVID overload with the supply chain. And then we've been working over the last few years as an ag industry to improve that position. I think we finally have gotten to a place where we can say not only are the back orders at an all-time low capacity, but just the part availability of critical for function parts being where they need to be, we're in a really good position going into fall.
What has helped bring back this parts positions from COVID?
I think there's a normalization that needed to occur, right? Just get the industry back in shape, get people back ordering what the need is, and not so much, we called it back in the times of COVID, the toilet paper hoarding, right? So that normalization started to occur when, you know, the customers have an expectation of how long it's going to take to get a part, or if it's right there, even better. The dealers know how fast they need to be ordering inventory in order to have it stock on hand. And then take it back one more step to the OEMs that need to make sure that those facing depots for all of the dealers and then the regional aspect are all stocked at an appropriate level to be able to respond. Like if it needed to be in a critical manner, that to be able to respond when need be. So that all has finally kind of, I would say, settled in the industry to a place where I think everybody's starting to see and feel that improvement in the parts availability.
Is there like a rough estimate on how much you guys think you're going to have to be able to provide for the farmers?
What we're always looking at is more so breadth and depth at the parts counters for the dealers, right? I am in a position where I just need to make sure that the dealers feel comfortable with what they're stocking, that we're looking at what you moved last year for harvest. Do you have suitable levels given that experience, right? So what we always look at from a what we talk to with the dealers as far as what they need to be stocking going into harvest is more looking at what did last season look like, where is your parts inventory position sitting now, and then working with those dealers on those parts plans. The appropriateness of going in and having what you need for the customer, but we also don't want our dealers to ever be in a position where they have inventory that doesn't move during the season. That doesn't help them from their cash flow either.
Every year, do you kind of take a look at what different parts you maybe had to sell or provide the most of to try to make sure the next year the supply is good for the demand?
It's really a fun experience being on this side with the equipment manufacturer. So the minute we'll use harvest. The minute last year's harvest was like technically done, as an organization, we sit down and look at how well did we do with what we had expected to sell during harvest or need, like from a critical for function perspective, what were the gaps, right? What did we do well? And that sets in a year in advance planning. I mean, that's how long it takes to plan for a harvest. You are not just ordering at a whim. So as soon as harvest is done, you are starting that year in advance planning. You're also, as you're getting closer and closer to the season, you're watching how, you know, for instance, you know, wheat harvest is progressing to see what's going on with the machines as they move up through, you know, that wheat belt, to get an understanding of is there anything going on with the machines that we need to very quickly escalate and bring in any like safety stock of parts into the region. So there's quite a bit that goes into parts planning as far as making sure the adequacy for the region is set.
If for some reason you don't have a part, you know, a dealer doesn't have a part in their service department there, how long should one expect to wait to be able to get the part so they can fix their machinery?
It's all going to depend on whatever the part is, right? But what I do like about our planning is going with the platform to identify those critical for function parts. Some of those parts may be what we call slow movers. We may not use but one or two in the region, but if we know it's a critical for function, we identify it as a priority and put it down there, right? And so having the parts is one piece. The other pass that makes it really quick on our response is some of our back office support teams that I run, the breakdown assistance and the emergency backorder teams. They have what we call kind of like a 27 point checklist that we're going through. If that is a flagship machine that has a part that is critical for function to get that customer back up and moving the next day, we are going through a 27 point aspect, which could be, I mean, it could be, does the dealer have it? Do we need to cannibalize a unit? Is there an inventory unit that we can get to them while we're looking for that part, right? Does the plant have it? And so on and so on. But that breakdown assistance program is very key for our dealers. It's very popular of what we use to make sure that no matter what, that customer is not impacted while we're working to get that part. We do pride ourselves on that whole, if we can get it next day error, we're going to get it next day error so that that dealer can get that customer back up and running. The combination of how we've put people strategically in the market and then also how we're using technology to make and find answers in the field more simple for them, I think that's a great combination that we're riding with as a way of speeding up response.
Being no stranger to the agriculture world, as she grew up on a farm in West Central Illinois, Danielle Waterworth says that through their research and data, they feel they're prepared to supply farmers with the parts needed for this fall harvest season. From the southern end of the world's longest barn, I'm Ben Jarbo.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as Ag Meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Apparently sensing an existential threat to their power, Idaho GOP leaders are pulling every lever to defeat an open primaries and ranked choice voting citizen initiative. The measure would allow over 275,000 independent voters to have their voices heard in primaries and offer more choices to voters. Proposition 1 would repeal a 2023 law prohibiting ranked choice voting in Idaho, establish a top four open primary system, and use ranked choice voting to ensure the winner among the four candidates receives a 50% plus one majority. Over 97,000 qualifying signatures were delivered in July. Since then, the state attorney general filed a suit to invalidate the signatures, claiming they misrepresented the proposition to voters. That suit was dismissed. Then, Secretary of State Phil McCrane quoted a scare tactic cost of $25 to $40 million to implement ranked choice voting, citing the replacement of the state's ballot tabulators. Idahoans for Open Primary cites the state of Maine's implementation for less than $500,000. Governor Brad Little publicly opposed it September 27th. Then October 1st, Republican House Speaker Mike Moyle told the Idaho Capital Sun that the legislature would likely amend or repeal the measure if voters approved it. Six other states, plus D.C., vote on similar measures in November. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What are you too embarrassed to do alone?
I can't go into the library without a date.
Interesting.
Yes.
I'm no loser.
Grocery store.
Yeah.
You prefer to do that alone.
Absolutely.
When I used to go with my roommate, he would take longer than me, and I'd be sitting in the car with all my groceries for like 20 minutes.
I can't even shop with my wife. She's browsing, and I respect that, but I can't do it. I'm a mission guy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Fabulous Female Friday. We've got historian Heather Cox Richardson and Fatima Goss Graves, one of the co-founders of the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
But cover crops are normally planted in the fall. Normally, to get them to germinate, Stu, you know as well as I do, we need a little moisture. Looks like that might be coming in as soon as this weekend.
There's a chance this weekend. It may be the best place to see it'll be East Central Wisconsin, but let's hope for almost everybody we get a little bit of rain. I know some cover crops here. I've seen some that have germinated. They're looking better, and some it looks pretty quiet out there in that field yet. There's rain this morning. nowhere near, far northeast Minnesota, up near International Falls, up into Canada. But we have to talk at a cool front that's moving into Minnesota. So ahead of that front, the front now from north central Minnesota back to eastern South Dakota, it's going to drop east and southeast as we head through the day. Now, we'll still expect a fair amount of sunshine and a very mild day. But some rain chances will start to edge in with that boundary. And I think we talk about this first front just moving through. The second system, they're actually calling it a clipper-type low, may account for a little rain chance a bit later Saturday and into Saturday night. Timing, of course, where you are in the state. I don't expect this to be a lot of rain. Maybe a couple hundredths of an inch. We'll take what we get. There's more of that possibility a bit later Sunday into Sunday night. At the same time, with that rain chance that just doesn't appear to be a real big gully washer, but with the rain chance, there will be cooler air building in. And those temps really do cool off back to cooler than normal as we even head through Sunday and Monday. Monday could be one of the coolest days we've had in quite a while. Those temps start to rise a bit, and certainly by Wednesday, Thursday, later next week, we'll be back to above normal. In fact, some 70s trying to build back in southern Wisconsin on toward the end of next week. But things are going to cool here through the weekend. And you know places, northern Wisconsin, especially central Wisconsin, probably going to talk about a frost or even a freeze as we look on towards Sunday night or Monday night, as that cool air really will be settling in. Going to have a real fall flavor temperature-wise as we make our way into the early part of next week. I'll have those forecast details right after this.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand 4-seed Enlist corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And 4-seed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Farmers deal with a lot, including long days, stress, and fatigue. This is your reminder to take breaks, stretch, have a snack, and hydrate your body. Avoid farm accidents by keeping yourself healthy. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn how Rural Mutual supports Wisconsin farmers and prioritize safety on the farm.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a dairy farmer, you depend on your milk receiver pump. McFinn Technologies of Kenosha introduces the impressive Bopeller pump. It's quieter, there's lower maintenance, as the seals last much longer than your old milk receiver pump. It offers a more powerful cleaning cycle with higher velocities, and it doesn't degrade the quality of your milk. Ask your dealer for the Bopeller milk receiver pump, patented by McFinn Technologies, an American company committed to providing a better product for the dairy industry.
All righty, Stu, let's have that Compure Financial Ag Weather Update. I'm looking at the fall color maps. It looks like peak colors right now up in our home neck of the woods, Forest, Langlade County, Phillips, and Southern Price County. They're still looking at some peak colors. The rest of us kind of still have a little time, it looks like.
Yeah, I think we do have a little time. I notice some of the maples are turning here and there. The birch especially have been doing that for a while, but it'll start to catch up, no doubt about it. Now, our Compure Financial Ag Weather Forecast is for a mostly sunny day. Some clouds build in up in the northwest part of the state. And temps today are going to be something. In the south, we could see 80. The further you head north, maybe only low 70s, but a very mild day in store. And that's with a southwest wind, probably going to be around 5 to 15. Could be a little more gusty later in the afternoon, especially in the north. Overnight, partly cloudy skies, and it does cool. In fact, low 40s or even an upper 30 in the north, upper 40s in southern Wisconsin. The northwest winds about 5 to 10. Partly sunny tomorrow, more clouds in the northwest. The rain chance first in northwest Wisconsin tomorrow by midday or so. Later in the day, further south and east. Temps tomorrow are going to be a bit cooler. Mid-60s in the south, upper 50s north. Winds will be east about 5 to 10. And then Sunday, breezy skies, mostly sunny conditions, more clouds build in, and that shower chance again. First up in the north, and then later in the day further east and south. Temperatures, low 50s in the north, upper 50s elsewhere. The northwest winds getting stronger in the day, 5 to 15, gusting to 30. And I talked about it, Pam, cool temps Monday and Tuesday. Even in Madison, it may be in the low 50s. Further north, Wisconsin, low to mid 40s for daytime highs.
And do we think that there's going to be enough rain out of the system to actually be measurable for our rain gauges?
I think so, especially okay. The Sunday into Monday could be a tenth of an inch or two, especially in the east and north.
All right. Fingers crossed. Way to go, buddy. We'll catch up with you on Monday. Take care of yourself.
All right. See you then.
Stumacher, ag meteorologist with your Compure Financial Ag Weather Update on a Friday. Compure Financial is your financial partner committed to agriculture and rural America. Check out more at compure.com.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbus Show.
Some group of kids from Stevens Point were using racial slurs against black and mixed race players on the Eau Claire North team. Let's go to Joe. What's he?
One of the things that makes this state great is the legacy of Vince Lombardi. He tells his players, you are all equal on my team. Vince Lombardi would never have tolerated that sort of behavior, and he's one of our heroes.
Joe, as you always do, you nailed it.
The Todd Allbus Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly, so get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The focus in Florida shifting to recovery after Hurricane Milton. It killed at least 15 people, and there are more than 2.5 million power outages. And right now, FEMA's Willie Nunn says,
with the 50,000 folks that are working around the clock, we too at FEMA have experts around with power teams that can give technical assistance if required. And so we're standing by to assist as the state moves forward.
He says rumors about FEMA and the government response that are false erode trust from people who need it. A group of Democrats in Congress urging House Speaker Mike Johnson to recall Congress and get the House back in session in order to approve more disaster funding. He has promised there will be relief, but has not put Congress back into session. Today on the campaign trail, Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Arizona while former President Donald Trump campaigns in Colorado. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
Some Wisconsin school districts are the subject of a federal rights complaint. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Four Wisconsin school districts are accused of violating Title IX by allegedly fostering hostile environments for transgender and non-binary students. The complaints are targeting districts that have allegedly eliminated or excluded gender identity from their anti-discrimination policies. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Doctors in Wisconsin say now is the time to get your annual COVID and flu shots. Dr. Jim Conway of UW Health says previous shots or illnesses won't keep you immune this season. That's because viruses mutate into different variants. Conway says this year's shots are your best defense against this year's strains. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Packers and the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Arizona Cardinals Sunday at noon. Green Bay rookie defensive back Javon Bullard on facing the Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray.
He's an athlete, man. A guy that can, you know, he's dangerous with his legs. A guy that can take it to the, you got to be in high account when he has the ball in his hands because he can throw it over your head and he can run past you. So just we got to be dialed into that, man. Keep him in our visuals for sure.
The Badgers play at Rutgers tomorrow, kickoff at 11 a.m. NBA, the Bucks and the Lakers last night in preseason basketball. The Lakers won 107-102. Both LeBron and Giannis played. Bobby Portis led the Bucks with 23 points.
One thing I've done my whole career is just continue to get better each and every year, no matter what nobody says. So my biggest thing this summer was get in the gym and just work. I worked every day of my life this summer like a madman, bro, and just want my work to show on the court.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a member of National Security Leaders for America, Randy Manner. They just wrapped up a bus tour across Wisconsin. He'll join us. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Fall is going to kick in a big way here this weekend. Today, sunny, a little breezy, especially this morning. Our high 67 this afternoon. Tonight, 35. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, some sprinkles. 59 by Sunday, showers with a high of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, if you're leaving a job, unless it's like truly a terrible worst case scenario, it's a good practice to leave your job on the best terms possible. I mean, you never know what or who you might need later. So here are my four steps for leaving a job without burning a bridge. Number one, start by talking first to your direct manager. Now, you don't have to go into great detail about why you're leaving or what you're going to do next, but a when you're leaving and some version of a why should be in there. And 2 weeks' notice is the polite minimum standard for leaving a job. Step two, email your resignation to HR and include your end date. Step three, now if you are a manager, your direct reports should be the next folks you talk to after you and your boss have put together a plan. And finally, do the best work you can so you leave on the best terms possible. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great... Not really. You have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Answer some tough questions.
According to the Census of Agriculture from 2022, the average age of a Wisconsin farmer, about 57 years old. Well, that was 2 years ago. Bottom line is, a lot of folks in rural communities and in the urban city centers are aging. Trying to take care of them can be a challenge for a family, especially if those folks want to stay at home. Going to talk about it and some policy changes that might be on the way with our friends from AARP of Wisconsin, Jim Flaherty, going to update us on some of the platforms that they're looking at for 2025 policy. Stick around for that. I'm Pam Yonke. This is the Midwest Farm Report on a Friday. Yep, Friday the 11th day of October, as a matter of fact. On this day back in 1975, the very first episode of Saturday Night Live airs. Still around. Lorne Michaels still one of the guiding forces. The initial crew of Saturday Night Live included Dan Aykroyd, John Belushi, and Chevy Chase. That happened on this day back in 1975. Let's see. Happy birthday to American golfer Michelle Wee. She turns 35 today. And happy anniversary to former Charlie's Angels actress Jacqueline Smith. She wed a Chicago heart surgeon, Bradley Allen, on this day back in 1997. Happy anniversary. And there you go. I think we're all looking forward to maybe a little moisture this weekend. It's dry all across the state. For the harvest of 2024, that's meant we've been able to move fairly quickly through a lot of the harvest process. But what does the crop look like? What does this mean long term? Stephanie Hoff joins us with more details on how there's a survey underway to try to get a better grasp on the result of the dry weather on our crops.
Dan Marzu joins us. He's the North Central Region Nutrient and Pest Management Outreach Specialist with the Division of Extension. Dan is encouraging growers to get involved in the cover crop survey so that they can help improve cover cropping for farmers across the state. There are some benefits in return, but first he says so far the survey shows cover crops are doing well in the state despite a dry fall.
Farmers are actually out here planting cover crops. I know I'm beginning to get reports. I help manage the cover crop survey. It's a statewide study that all the farmers help go out and provide us data on what their covers look like. And the early covers are actually looking pretty decent on the pictures that I've seen. And I've been receiving reports of 18 to 25 inch tall cover crops out there. So even with the dry weather, if the cover crops were established really early, they're looking really, really good.
Dan, where can we find that cover crop survey?
We do have a website that has all the data on it. It's we're in partnership with the Michael Fields Institute in southern Wisconsin there, and also with here the USDA and the Nature Conservancy. And they can take a look at that at michaelfields.org/cover
cover-crops, and they can take a look at all kinds of data from our cover crops from around the state for the past 4 years. And and if they're interested, we still have a couple slots for farmer participants in the survey. So feel free to enter in yourself into that document, and we can get you all the information that you need.
What's the incentive for a farmer to volunteer?
The farmer gets all kinds of different tools, so we provide them with all the bags to test their covers. So we take a look at the nutrient content as well as the forage contents, because some farmers do use covers as a forage. So that's all that. So samples happen in the fall and in the spring, and then the farmer also gets a little bit of a monetary stipend for their participation to help go out into their fields and send in these samples.
Again, if you want to access that cover crop survey or be a part of the network, you can visit michaelfields.org/cover-crops. Dan Marzu along with us. He's the North Central Region Nutrient and Pest Management Outreach Specialist with the Division of Extension. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand 4-seed Enlist corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And 4-seed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
Actor portrayal.
When I joined Better Life, I thought it was just about life insurance, but it's so much more. Better Life connects me with others in my community through social groups, events, and wellness programs. Insurance helps give me peace of mind, but the member benefits, they give me a real sense of belonging.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Welcome back on a Friday morning. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. This is the Midwest Farm Report. Boy, you still have to be sending out sympathies and hope for those folks down in Florida that are still recovering after Hurricane Milton, and Hurricane Milton so quickly on the heels of Hurricane Helene. Those kinds of weather events catch the attention of agriculture and the marketplace. Dan Bossi is an economist with the Ag Resource Company, and he says more and more traders paying attention to global weather and what's going on. He said, well, some areas of the world may be suffering with global weather challenges. It might mean opportunity for different crops, different opportunities here in the United States.
I do believe world climate is going to be much more volatile than it's been. And so with that, you know, our neighbors are going to have problems with crops that provide opportunities to the United States. So I think volatility is something that's going to be with us in agriculture. And how you navigate that volatility, what you do in the markets are going to be key. The USDA just told us that 63% of net farm revenue is due to the market decisions that you all make. So to me, that's the one thing I would focus on. I know farmers don't like to think about markets, but in the end, this is where the money comes from, and I want everybody to be very astute in terms of what's happening there.
Dan Bossi, one of the economists with the Ag Resource Company, he also says the farm bill's got to get done and address some of the volatility that all this weather-related change is bringing to agriculture. He said, for example, the loan-to-revenue rate, something that has to be addressed in the farm bill. Well, markets this morning are addressing the weather a little bit. We're trading a little stronger right now in Chicago. December corn's up a penny, currently at 420. November soybeans are up 4, 1018. The wheat for December's up a penny at 605. Yesterday, the barrel cheese dropped a penny and a half to 186 and a half. 40-pound block cheese, that was up a quarter at 193. Double A butter dropped a penny, 264 a pound on Thursday's trade. Now, this morning, the November Class 3 milk that goes into cheese, it's up 20. 24 cents at $21.69 a hundredweight, while December's up 22 at $21.12 a hundredweight. National 4-H Week officially concludes tomorrow, but I want to wish best of luck and safe travels to Melanie Miller. She is a 2024 inductee into the National 4-H Hall of Fame. Mel is a professor emeritus with UW Extension. She's retired Sauk and Dunn County 4-H agent and 4-H specialist, and somebody a lot of people in the state of Wisconsin, especially 4-H circles, recognize. She is going to be inducted into the 2024 National 4-H Hall of Fame, that big event happening Monday out in Boise, Idaho. Safe travels, Mel. On the way, you know, for a lot of farm up next, have you had to have these conversations? Mom and dad want to stay in their home as they age. That may be well and good if they're healthy, can get around, have access to services fairly nearby, maybe public transportation to help them get there. But what if you're in a rural community? What if there are some health challenges? Somebody's got to try to take care of mom and dad, maybe while you work, or you've got to find services that can come to a rural location. Staying on the farm in your home as you age can be a real challenge, not just for you, but for your family. We're talking about that next with our friends from AARP of Wisconsin, Jim Flaherty, Communications Director, joining me on that conversation next.
Sign up for daily agriculture updates by joining our email list. Head to MidwestFarmReport.com, enter your email address, and we'll handle the rest. More farm news straight ahead. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports. The Todd Alba Show.
This narrative that the immigrants are coming to get you, that's fiction. Look at criminal charges in your community and look how many of those people who have been there for years, if not decades, and how many of those people are new immigrants. And even a smaller percentage of how many are undocumented immigrants. It's not happening. It would be like going to places and say, well, you know what? I'm running for Congress to stop the zombies.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Ann Egan Walkoff from Wisconsin Native Vote.
20 years ago, I moved to a suburb of Milwaukee. I went to register, and the woman was like, you're Indian? Indians don't vote. You can't vote.
What?
So when I'm talking to a group of Native Americans, did I tell them that story? And they're like, what? And that gets their dander up. And I'm going to go yeah, vote for sure.
Absolutely.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Sean Blaschka and Bill Beaudry from the Wausau Paranormal Research Society team for Freaky Friday. And it's also a bar band Friday night as Terry Barr comes by with new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. Finally, on a Friday morning, we want to welcome in our friends from AARP of Wisconsin. Jim Flaherty joining me this morning, Communications Director for AARP of Wisconsin. Jim, this morning you want to focus in a little bit on some of the policy development that AARP is working on now going into 2025. Big emphasis on our caregivers, you tell me.
You know, we like to refer to family caregivers as the unsung heroes of Wisconsin. There's about 680,000 unpaid family caregivers that are providing services to loved ones, and they spend about $6,000 a year out of their own pocket to provide this care. So what is a family caregiver? These are folks that literally do everything in their power to keep their loved ones living in their own homes and communities as long as possible, keeping them out of more expensive assisted living facilities or nursing homes. Not that there won't always be a place for those facilities, but people, our studies at ARP show everybody would like to live at home as long as they possibly can before being transferred. So what do? They do everything, cleaning, cooking, transportation, medication management. They pay bills. They change. They do wound care, you know, changing bandages and making sure that medications are being taken. They drive their loved ones to the doctor, to churches. They even do things like install ramps or shower bars so that the loved ones can, like, you know, my mom had trouble just taking a bath because she couldn't lift herself up. So it's literally anything you can imagine that somebody who is elderly and normally would transition into a higher level of care, but having this family caregiver to come in, even if it's for a few hours a day or a few hours a week, that makes all the difference in the world. But we need to do a lot more to support these caregivers.
Oh, it's exhausting for some of those folks. You know, like you said, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you're at least on call. And in rural communities, Jim, I was telling Jim about my personal experiences. Some resources to try to assist those caregivers can be very thin or difficult to find. Tell them a little bit about what AARP is trying to do to make sure caregivers recognize what's available and how AARP is trying to get them connected.
Yeah, so AARP is lobbying at the state level to try to pass a credit, which we're calling the Family Caregiver Credit. And it would be $500 that you could write off your taxes, and you could write off expenses. Like I talked about earlier, putting in those shower bars or ramps, you'd be able to deduct that from your taxes. It was included in the governor's budget several times and removed every time by the Joint Finance Committee. But we're not going to give up on this. The reason is home health care is the backbone of Wisconsin's long-term care system. If we didn't have family caregiving, it would all fall apart. There's simply not enough facilities. And whether it's assisted living, independent living, or nursing homes, there's simply not enough facilities in Wisconsin to take care of that major population. So we've got to support this backbone. And Wisconsin's getting older. You know, a lot more and more boomers are retiring every single day. And it's going to be a problem that is going to get much worse before it gets better. So we can do some things to support these caregivers. And even the home health nurses that are paid, they're grossly inadequately underpaid. So we need to figure out a way at the state level to pay them more for those occupations because there's shortfalls. You know, the wages are lower than other even entry-level jobs for work that's very difficult to do. So AARP Wisconsin is going to do everything in our power to reach out to our members, especially those in rural areas, like many of your listeners are, where there simply isn't the respite care available. There's not folks available to come in that you can hire in some of these towns to come in and provide this care. We got to up the pay so that instead of working at a retail facility, maybe they say, hey, I'm going to do this home health care. It pays a decent wage, and I'm going to want to do that. So these are the kind of tweaks we need to do to the system.
Jim Flaherty along with us today. He's the communications director for AARP of Wisconsin. And I remind you again, fantastic resources that are all available online if you want to take a look. Just go to aarp.org. You can find Wisconsin as one of the state members and see some of the resources there. You know, the other thing that we're not necessarily addressing, Jim, but I know a lot of our rural folks feel the weight of the responsibility. You take on that responsibility as a family caregiver, and you hope that other family members are going to step up because, like you said, there's really nowhere else to turn in the community for that kind of support. That's another area AARP wants to address. Just trying to keep our family caregivers mentally healthy when you're under that kind of constant duress.
No, you're absolutely 100% right. Most family caregivers are working, and most of them are working full time. So here's someone who is taking care of mom, She's in her late 80s, needs a lot of help, but they're also, they have their own family to worry about. They have their own bills to pay, and they have their own jobs. So, you know, in my family, personally, we when my mom was alive, we hired a family member, and that we all kind of chipped in and paid her a nice wage to take care of my mom just a few hours a day, and it worked great. Families have to rally around loved ones. And I know there's family dynamics all over Wisconsin, all over the world. So I'm not going to try to get into that, but, you know, come up with a game plan, you know, meet with your family, have a game plan and say, okay, I can come in these days. I can provide these hours. Maybe we do need to bring in some outside help. And then what should we pay them and make it a nice, decent wage? Because you're right. If that care simply isn't there, it falls through the cracks of what our society offers through like Medicare or Medicaid. There are some programs, but you have to be financially destitute in some of these situations in order to get the care. So families really need to do whatever they can, because I'm telling you, your mom and dad want to remain living in their own home as long as they possibly can. This is everybody's problem in Wisconsin, and we all have a part in making it better.
Yep, no matter where you live, that is a consistent conversation that I'm hearing. Again, like I said, Jim Flaherty along with us for our AARP of Wisconsin. He is the communications director, and I really do encourage you to check out aarp.org. You just don't know what you're missing until you tap into all the resources they provide. And like Jim said, staying involved in the process, in those conversations at the state capitol, not only good for you, but good for the state. AARP of Wisconsin, Jim Flaherty along with us. Like I said, aarp.org. I'm Pam Yonke.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Matt Nair on air.
She's the fabulous farm babe. She is Pam Yonke. One of the reports that you guys did from last week was about the cow photographers.
When you go to World Dairy Expo, it never ceases to amaze me. Hair dryers, goop for their hair, for their hooves, everything. When it's time for them to go potty, somebody walks around behind them with a bucket. Now that's pampering, if you ask me.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
A profile of the woman who chairs the National Dairy Checkoff Program today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Marilyn Hershey serves as board chairman for Dairy Management Incorporated, which operates the National Dairy Checkoff Program. Hershey and her husband also run an 800-cow dairy about an hour's drive west of Philadelphia, and she's actively involved there.
Each year, Duane and I will look at the farm and we'll try to decide how can we be more efficient, how can we make practices that improve our bottom line. If the improvements we make do not help us financially, we're not going to be able to do that.
Hershey says the farm added a methane digester in 2017.
Sustainability really has been part of our practices for decades. I come from many, many generations. As far back as I can research, we were dairy farmers. And, you know, changing our practices, improving our practices has always been a part of that.
Hershey views dairy as an industry moving forward.
Not every farm is going to do everything, but that all farms together collectively, we can make really strong improvements.
visit the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com to learn more. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. It'll be a fantastic TGIF Friday. Brady Ewing and Peter Rapine with a week in review. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Greg Bach and meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Brittany, you ever name any of your vehicles?
I have a Jeep Wrangler right now, and I named it Natural Disaster.
I've been driving Wranglers for forever here.
All right, I'll just see you guys later.
Do you duck anybody?
I've got the duck it bucket in the back.
What
I'm ready to go.
Are you talking about? Hey, where are my Honda Insights at?
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media Radio station. And on the app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The death toll